We are up and running.
Sweet.
Very nice. Oh. Woohoo.
Yes.
Reconnect. We're good. What's up, guys?
What up, everybody? We're live, episode 13.
How you guys doing?
I gotta lock in.
What is happening?
We got a good topic for you guys today.
You guys hear us all right on there?
If you can't hear us that well, just throw a comment down there. That way.
I hear it.
Sounds pretty good.
Can't hear us that well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That works.
Nick, I love snacks too.
Snacks are the best ever.
Who doesn't love snacks? That's the real question.
Share.
There. Yeah. Should probably share it on my.
I just wrote snacks.
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 Snacks. All right.
Damn, that coffee's good. Drinking Sail Away coffee, as always.
Our
nitro cans. Shake it. Crack it. Super refreshing because it was sitting in the back of my fridge for like hours. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah.
I wound up being kind of decent out.
Yeah, really.
Well,
yes,
it's not raining.
Yeah. As long as it's not raining, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll cover it anyway.
So. Yeah, this is perfect.
It's all good. We're outside nature, too, guys.
Yeah, doing a nature episode.
How cool is that?
And even when it stays, like, nice out, even at our usual time,
yeah,
these lights go on.
That could work.
And it, like, lights everything up.
Do some outdoor podcasts.
And the backyard has, like, a light, too, so we can still get the nature.
Even better.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nothing good. Nothing beats a nice outdoor podcast.
Not at all. Got the birds chirping.
Yep.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Yeah, once you're on, say what's up. Share it. As always, we appreciate it. Throw some likes and loves in there to get a like and love river going. We've had a couple really good ones before. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And get your questions ready, because snacks and snacking, very controversial topic.
Yeah, they are. Especially when it comes to keto.
Yeah, big time.
Because people don't think you can snack when you're on keto. So it's like, silly.
I couldn't imagine a world without snacking.
Snacking is the best.
I snack more than I eat real meals.
Same.
And I just do it really strategically.
That's it. That's all you really got to do is just be smart about when you snack and how you snack.
Also, people associate snacking with junk food.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of snacking, well, you automatically think of Doritos and Cheez-Its and,
yeah,
you know, like...
I mean, not that those don't have a place in life, but more times than not, you're going for smarter choices.
Exactly.
Better choices.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone's weekend going? Hopefully it's nice.
Hopefully you guys did something.
Shitty,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Towards the end of the day, it got kind of nice.
Yeah. Saturday was beautiful.
Saturday was awesome.
Saturday was really, really nice. Got some ketones.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I have mine upstairs. Oh, I love those.
Yeah, this is pretty delicious. Sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of. These are the ketones that I always talk about that aren't always the best smelling. Not pineapple, I like it. It smells weird.
It smells like orange, like something. What flavor is that?
I have no idea what flavor it is. It's like a tropical.
I also like really weird flavors, so I probably would like that. It smells like a tropical, like a pineapple orange type.
Yeah. It's like a tropical type. Type ketone drink. Drank, considering yesterday I went a little bit off the rails.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Let's hear it.
Just ate a bunch of shitty, sugary, snacking foods. It wasn't very good.
I actually managed to stay pretty clean yesterday. I went to a barbecue. I didn't really there wasn't anything really bad anyway.
Okay.
It was like burgers we did.
That's good.
I didn't do the bun just because I don't like the bun.
Yeah.
I did some Siete chips.
Okay.
I brought them over. It's funny because my friends don't eat healthy. They eat like shit. And they love Siete chips, so okay. I bring them over. My friend is vegan. She makes this vegan spinach dip. It's
nice.
Insane.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
That does sound good. What's in it?
I think she uses like cashews, coconut oil,
okay.
vegan cheese,
right.
and spinach.
That sounds good.
Probably uses something else, but it comes out really good.
I usually do on a Saturday. We had our block party. I did pretty good on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, right? Yesterday, I was just like, you know what? I haven't had a real best
four weeks. Yeah.
I was like, I really haven't gone off too much, so I.
A little better way to do it than a barbecue or something.
Yeah. And usually when we go out to my wife's aunt's house, there's not many options except chips and donuts and rainbow cookies. And, so.
I love those. Right?
Have some rainbow cookies yesterday, so I'm not mad at it. My stomach didn't agree with myself too much today. Wasn't very good.
Yeah.
So
that's how mine gets, but you have to have those days.
You do.
Those indulgence days are
absolutely
so important.
So I've been enjoying it. So yeah, when you guys get on, share it out to everybody, to your Facebook groups, your Twitter groups, Instagram groups, whatever groups you're a part of, share out the video so we can get a bunch of people on here.
Yeah.
Just got a good topic tonight, talking about snacking. So
snacking. Everybody loves snacking.
And if you get a chance, bless you.
Jesus, thank you.
If you get a chance later on today or tomorrow or tonight, just make sure you go on iTunes or SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube, and just download the podcast, rate it 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to it on YouTube, because the more you guys do that, the better we do, and the higher we can rank up in those platforms.
Better videos and podcasts we can do, too.
Thank you, Jess. Much appreciated.
Jess, thanks.
Well, much appreciated.
Nice. All right. Snacking. Let's see.
So
once you're on, too, share your favorite snack.
Yeah.
Comment with your favorite snack, keto or otherwise.
Yeah, no matter what it is. Because we want to know. And judge it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give your snack a 5-star rating if it's really good. So let's trade ratings. Snacks for iTunes.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Feeling good?
Yep.
So, a lot of people don't think... I guess we'll base it on, a keto lifestyle.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because it's kind of like our bread and butter.
Yeah, that's the foundation.
I think that when it comes to snacking, half the people that do it or start it and do it don't really get the fact that they can snack. I think they think right off the bat that if they're on a typical diet, that snacking isn't a good thing for them.
Yeah, most people think that.
So it's kind of mind-boggling, because I think to enjoy the diet / lifestyle that you're starting on, snacking is going to keep you sane.
Oh, absolutely.
And keep you on track with it.
Yeah, 100%.
So, snacking is hands down maybe one of the most important things to do when you started your diet.
Yeah.
And finding ways to do it.
It's crazy. The amount of people were this person was telling me not to snack at all. And, snacking is will help, will stop you from losing the weight. Snacking is such a downfall of mine. And my friend was doing keto and told me not to snack ever. I'm just wow. Ugh.
Yeah. Yuck.
Yeah, everyone has their own opinions. There's also, you have to remember, too, as open-minded as this podcast is, as open-minded as we are, as open-minded as you as the listeners are, there's opinions and there's facts.
Yes.
There's stone cold scientific facts that we present, and there's opinions. That's why we always differentiate what's our opinion and what's a fact.
Yeah.
Snacking on the right stuff is not, like when you snack on keto stuff, if it's a high fat. If there's like high fat in it, it's going to keep you full anyway.
Right.
Even as a small snack. So to overeat on keto is kind of difficult to do. Under eating on keto is actually very common. Very common.
Yeah. I'm guilty of it.
I do it sometimes too.
Yeah. I'm very guilty of that.
There are days where I'll hit like 1,500 calories. And I'm just like, I'm satisfied.
I'm not hungry anymore.
And a lot of that is from snacks. Like those BHU bars that I love.
Yeah.
There's like 200 calories a bar, but it's from that all great stuff. There's 14, I think, grams of saturated fat, 2 grams of sugar.
Okay.
I think there's like 6 grams of net carbs.
Okay.
But it's like a little bar, and it keeps you full for like a good like hour,
yeah,
2 hours.
Yeah,
well,
that fat's gonna keep you very full.
Yeah.
It's going to keep you satiated.
So like everyone's like, yeah, I would eat like a million of those. And I'm like,
You could probably, but you
wouldn't really find the need to, And at that point, I feel like it's also mindset too.
Yes.
It's also like you have to be able to control yourself not to eat 5 of them a day.
Right.
That goes with any snacking, if you're having a bag of, No Better makes a chip.
Okay.
Or Thins, No Better Thins.
Yeah.
If you're having a bag of chips, you have to kind of.
Moderate.
You have to kind of portion them out. Like a lot of people have a hard time with portion control, which is important, but it's not something to really focus all your attention on keto.
Right.
That's mindset. You have to be able to control yourself and not wax the entire bag.
Correct.
That's with anything, whether it's a healthy snack or otherwise. For your pockets too. No Better Thins are $10 a bag. So if you're just eating them in one sitting, you're kind of doing.
You're eating a $10 bag of chips.
Yeah. So
one sitting.
That also goes into, kind of like reprogramming your brain. And that happens naturally. You don't even have to do anything to reprogram your brain. It's going to happen anyway.
And I think especially when you're, just like starting out on doing like keto or whatever, you're programming your brain in general to change your way of eating to begin with. So you're going to probably in the beginning find it difficult to like figure out what you want to snack on and what's going to keep you satiated in the long run. So, I know I always, I opted for just nuts, just like almonds.
Yeah.
Almonds were usually still kind of my go-to just because they're high in fat, I don't think there's too many carbs in almonds.
Almonds are a little bit higher,
but
once your body is fat adapted, like yours is, it's not gonna break your.
Usually have like a handful of almonds.
You can add, at that portion too. It's not gonna.
Yes, I'm not eating an entire tub of almonds either. So it's a couple almonds here, a couple almonds there. It's nothing crazy, but macadamia nuts are really, really good. I know that.
Macadamias are probably number one, yeah.
Peely nuts, yeah. I still haven't tried those.
That's my go-to. I
still haven't tried peely nuts.
I'm allergic to tree nuts.
Okay.
So peely nuts are really almost my only option.
Okay.
Technically, I think a peely nut, I believe technically is a seed.
Right.
It's from the Philippines.
Okay.
It's really, they're amazing. They're a little pricey too, but they are amazing.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it's worth it.
Yes.
For my snack, if that's my go-to snack, then it's worth it.
Yes. Especially if you're, you got to keep yourself sane too.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You find your go-to snack, and you'll be cruising. I think. And the best part is with keto and the options that you have.
Oh, so many.
There's a. For snack wise, you could just make delicious fat bombs.
Yeah.
And like
some of them are so easy to
make.
Yeah. Most of them are very easy.
Some of them are just like 3 ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And they're delicious too. Especially the when you guys did the keto event.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago. Like the fat bombs that you guys made were outrageously good.
And they were so simple to make.
Yeah.
So easy.
Especially with the whatever, I forget exactly what they were. One of them, I think two of them had no foods, chocolate chips in them.
They did, yeah.
So,
and then the other one was the avocado one.
Okay, but, yeah, it was like a little mousse type deal.
Mousse, yeah.
Yeah.
But that even was, that, it's so easy to make. It's literally, what was it? We'll post it in the thing.
Yeah.
But it was avocado.
We do have the recipes.
Yeah, we'll post them. We'll post them after. But even that, just to give you an idea, this one's so easy. It's full fat coconut milk, avocado, fresh squeezed lime, and a little bit of erythritol. Or right. I use vanilla sweet drops, stevia, because my stomach can't handle erythritol.
Right.
But and that's it.
Yeah.
Blend it into a mousse, and that literally is there. You
put
go.
It in the fridge for a little bit. Put it in the freezer for a little bit, and you're good to go. So we got, let's see, some of the favorite snacks. Jess's
rice.
Favorite snack, asparagus wrapped in bacon. I like it.
Hey, anything wrapped in bacon for me.
I'm good with that. Kathleen has cucumber slices with a dash of salt. I like it.
Simple, but I like it.
Yeah. Macadamia nuts, again. And cucumber with a bit of cream cheese and dill.
Nice.
I dig it. Those are all very good and simple options, too. You know, you slice up some cucumber, you know, dip it into some cream cheese, sprinkle a little dill on top. Simple.
That's awesome.
Like 5
actually,
minutes.
Yeah.
5 minute snack.
The Bubby's pickles are my go-to.
Bubby's pickles?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my God, they're so good. I get them from Whole Foods.
Okay.
They're in a green and gold, like, it looks like almost like a vintage style, like, wrapping. They make sauerkraut. They make...
Nice.
Pickles, and they're fermented probiotic pickles.
Ooh.
And they're literally the best pickles I've ever had.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look into those.
Yeah.
I love pickles in general. So.
And they're actually cool, too, because it's literally just sodium from the fermentation.
Right.
There's zero calories.
Yeah. Well, that's
there's
even
zero
better.
Calories, zero carbs, zero everything. The only thing in them is a little bit of sodium.
Pickles are delicious.
Yeah.
In general. So
yeah,
it's
pickles
like,
are amazing.
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing our podcast
you.
Out.
And it's
you.
Cool, too, because they're fermented.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome for your gut health.
Yes. Anything fermented.
Yeah, I love, like, kimchi, sauerkraut.
Yes. Kimchi's delicious.
I love kimchi.
Kimchi's really, really good. I used to enjoy the banh mi sandwiches, like pork bellies, kimchi. I think most of the places put like some like chipotle type ranch dressing on it.
That sounds really good, actually.
I think my new favorite snack wise has been pork rinds.
Yeah.
And the chipotle mayo from Primal Kitchen.
Yeah.
That was it's awesome. Like I'll sit there and just eat a bag of pork rinds and just dip it out.
That's
you know?
That sounds really good, actually.
And it's full of fat. You know, you're getting like. Practically zero carbs from any of that because the pork rinds have no carbs in them to begin with. If they do, it's maybe like one or two carbs tops.
I don't even think it's that.
No.
The 4505s, I think, have zero.
Yeah. So it's like, and those are the ones, the jalapeno ones that you guys said.
Yeah, cheddar jalapeno.
Those with the chipotle mayo, oh my God. That's
I've been doing
a match made in heaven.
I bought guacamole
from
Whole Foods, and I've been doing.
Yes.
I love bell peppers.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll slice them up, just raw. And I'm trying to get myself to eat celery.
Okay.
It's very good for you. I just don't like it. I don't like celery at all. But
it's
if I dip it in something, I like it. I also like that, like, crunchy.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
A good crunch.
Yeah.
A good crunch.
I've been dipping the celery sticks and the sliced bell peppers into the guac.
Okay.
And eating that.
I take that. Anything dipped in guac, I think, also.
Yeah.
I think bacon and guac are like
my
two favorite.
I take bacon slice and dip it in guac.
I've done that before.
It's actually really good.
I have used guacamole like with like a meal
and
bacon mixed together, but I've never actually dipped bacon into the guac.
It's good.
I might try it.
It's
I have
really
to give
good.
That a shot.
I was like, you know what? I always looked at the both of them and I was like,
they're in your hands. You're like, okay.
It's all going to the same place. Let's try it. Well, it was like, all right, it can't be that bad. It can't be bad. Two of the best foods ever mixed together.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. So, guys, I mean, snacking's not something you should shy away from when it comes to doing specifically a keto lifestyle, but any lifestyle that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you find, like we just mentioned a little while ago, you have to find your snacks that fit the lifestyle that you're living.
Yeah.
And your best bet is to not try and choose the snacks that you used to snack on a lot. You know, mm-hmm. like what you said, like Doritos and Yodels and yeah. cookie and like Oreos and all those. Like, those are no good. Those are no good.
I also tell everybody too, when people ask me about snacking, and they talk about it in a negative context, I'm like, I always tell them the same thing. It's not snacking that's bad.
Right.
It's what you're snacking on.
Yes.
So snacking.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, you know, like it's a very broad, like snacking is not good or bad.
No.
It's what you're snacking on. You know, try to snack on more healthier foods, healthier alternatives, rather than, you know, the unhealthy alternatives. And then, like we said, once in a while,
yeah.
go for the healthy alternative.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're craving, you know, if you've been doing keto for like a month straight, strict, and you're, you know, doing great, and you just, or even like, you know, healthy in general, and you're craving like some, like, what was my big snack used to be Cheez-Its.
Okay.
Like, I would house an entire box in one sitting. And I was like, you know what? Once in a while, I'll go and have my Cheez-Its. You know, like, and I'll, but, yeah. Bro, I got Gamma on my he got on the Boo Fit Bar
nice.
Train.
They are really good.
That's my go-to now.
The Boo Fit Burgers are
are
definitely a top-notch choice for snacking.
But you know, like, just like make sure like it's not the snacking
that you
have to worry about. It's just be mindful of what you're snacking on every day.
Yes.
You know, you go to choose the healthier things every day rather than the unhealthier things. And you can have the unhealthier things once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not really like, don't try. I found that a thing like with me and other people that I've helped, it's how you think about it.
Yes.
A lot of people think about it like, oh, like, if I do keto, I'm not allowed to have this or I'm not allowed to have this. I try to tell people like, you're a full grown adult. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
You choose what you want to eat.
Nobody's going to tell you yes or no. There are no rules. There's no keto police. There's no, you're allowed to have whatever you want. It's what you choose. You know, just because I'm doing keto, it doesn't mean I'm not allowed to have pizza. It's, you know, like I have to choose not to have pizza just for the sake of keto.
Absolutely.
You know, or every day, rather. You know, even keto. If I want to have pizza once a week, it's not going to make or break my keto. It's just not.
It's not.
It's what I'm doing every day. But, you know, I have to think of, like, once you start thinking about it as I'm not allowed, I can't have, then
you want it more.
Yeah. You're restricting yourself. And as humans, a lot of us want what we can't have.
Yes.
So if you can't have pizza, you're going to be daydreaming about pizza, sitting at your desk with drool coming out because you want to have pizza. But it's like, you know, you're allowed to have pizza, but just be mindful of how often you have it and just try to, you know, think about, does it fit your lifestyle or the lifestyle that you want to be living? If you're getting started on a healthy lifestyle, you know, is pizza going to fit into this long term? You know, and try to think of it like that instead of I'm not allowed to have it, because then you're going to automatically mentally restrict yourself more than you need to.
Yes. And there's,
you still have to enjoy your life too. You know, like if you want to have pizza, you know, again, you're allowed to have pizza. Like nobody else is going to tell you otherwise, but you know, just like that's what it was with me. At first I was like, oh, no, I can't have this. I can't have this. And I was like, shit,
100%,
like,
I was the same.
What the hell? And now I'm like, oh, I choose not to have this. It sounds like the same thing, but it's actually so much different.
It is.
Now it's like, all right, I choose not to have this. I choose not to have this. Not only am I much happier with my lifestyle and my way of eating, but I'm not deprived.
There we go. We're back.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out.
Yeah. Connection.
Yeah, I think our connection dropped a little bit.
Let's see. Healthy snacks don't just have to be fruits and veggies. Absolutely.
Very true, very true.
Even on keto, fruits are not as healthy as everyone thinks they are anyway, so that's a good point.
Right.
Ashley, it's amazing once you gain control of your snacking. I used to eat a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos, and now if I'm dying for them, I can easily 3 or 4 and be content after that. Yeah.
Nice.
I can eat 3 or 4. Okay. Yeah. So I saw that after. Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's like when I do have that, like if I want Cheez-Its, I'll pop like 5 to 10 of them and I'll probably be fine. Like I probably won't do half the whole box.
No.
Like I used to be able to. Doritos, Cheez-Its, Goldfish were good.
Goldfish.
I used to like these gross, really like these, they were ketchup chips. Yeah, it was disgusting. I don't know how I ate them. I used to eat an entire like family sized bag
ketchup
of
ketchup chips.
Me and my cousin Scott used to be obsessed with ketchup. Like we would take 2 pieces of potato bread, and make like straight up ketchup sandwiches.
Oh.
And then have ketchup chips on the side with like a Coca-Cola.
That sounds horrible.
The ketchup chips actually I would probably still eat. The ketchup sandwich was disgusting.
That sounds terrible.
It was disgusting. I don't know what we had one all the time. The ketchup chips, believe it or not, were actually really good. They really
did, like, Lay's make them or something?
I think it
like...
was hers.
Okay. I have seen them then.
They're
now that you mentioned
they're actually they are actually pretty good. Like, I'd probably still eat them. I haven't seen them in a while. I don't even know if they still make them. I'm sure they do somewhere, but those were actually really good.
Yeah, those
but the sandwich was a little
nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
I eat some weird shit, guys. I eat some weird, even on keto, I eat some weird shit. Like, some of my dinner plates, just, like, that's why I don't post all my food on Instagram, because some of that stuff's just weird. I have some really strange combinations. I have the mentality of it's all going to the same place. That's why I eat, like, some weird combinations, and I'm just like,
yeah, all right, whatever.
Winds up tasting pretty good, so.
Why not? I think, especially for, like, as you mentioned, for Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Like, if you're craving those, like, those types of really bad foods that you originally were eating, remember that with keto, there's always the actual alternative that people do make. Like, if you're craving Cheez-Its, make sliced cheese, put it in the oven, bake it, and you have homemade Cheez-Its.
Easy.
And there's nothing but fat in it. Mm-hmm. And you're eating a crispy snack, and I've made it plenty of times where I've just chopped up like slices of cheese, threw it in the oven for like 5 minutes maybe, let it cool off, and it's crispy as...
That's really all Cheez-It should be.
Yes.
Cheez-It should not have an essay of ingredients. It's a cheese cracker.
That's it.
There's no need for 30 ingredients in that thing. Like, you can make your own Cheez-Its, and they probably taste even better than the box Cheez-Its, and there's one ingredient, and that's it.
Sliced cheese. There's homemade Cheez-Its. Yeah. They're amazing. They're really, really delicious, and they satisfy a craving that you're having.
Absolutely.
You know, there's so many alternatives for you guys.
It becomes a lot easier once you're open-minded to the alternatives and, you know, taking the not a lot of time to cook them and or make them. Like, the fat bombs are very easy to make.
Yeah.
You mix the ingredients together, you put it in whatever, like a, you know, wax paper or whatever you're making, and pop it in the fridge or freezer or let it sit, and that's really all you got to do.
Done. Like, if you want cookies, go get a no cookie.
Yeah.
You know? If you want Cheez-Its, make homemade Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Slice cheese, bake it, done. I don't know, what else? What other alternatives that, like, people... Like, if you want something really crispy, buy pork rinds.
Pork rinds are awesome. They're such a good snack, and it's a very underrated because they sound gross.
Yeah.
But people don't like, a lot of times people don't realize they're just like I've had like customers come in and be like, oh, like, ew, pork rinds, and I'm like, I open the bag. I'm like, I'll
try one.
I'll pay for it.
Try one.
Eat this.
Try one.
And they're always just like, oh shit, like that's actually really good. And I'm like, it's again, it goes back to mindset. Like, it's, you know, like when you try to get your kids to eat vegetables, and they're like, ew, that's gross, and we're like, and you're like,
just try it.
Did you try it? Like, you might like it. It's
try
just,
it. You'll
just
like
because
it
looks green and tree-like doesn't mean it's you're not going to like it. You know, like, you have to be the same thing. You have to be open-minded. Try it. If you don't like it after you try it, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're like, you're not going to die from
that's it.
Like, you're going to – if you don't like it, you'll spit it out and you won't buy it again.
Or you won't eat it again. Yeah.
You know, so it's like you at least tried it to say you don't like it. Yes. I try. That's why I try everything. But granted, I have the allergies to work around, so I have to be a little bit careful. For the most part, I try everything. If I don't like it, I can say I tried it and didn't like it. I'll never say I don't like something if I haven't tried it.
And you can assess how you feel, too, about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you try it, if you like it, and, you know, it's making you bloated or you feel like shit after,
then gotta listen to your body.
Then know to kind of cut back how much you eat of it or just don't make it again.
Exactly.
You know, it's a matter of, like, we continue to drill into you is it's about moderation of what you eat and how you eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Pepperoni chips.
Pepperoni chips. Awesome.
Those are good.
Yep. I like to take, for pepperoni, I usually do like some like shredded mozzarella, pop it in a pan, put like a piece of pepperoni on top of it, and then just fry it. And and just let it really bake down, and you get like a small little mini pizza type deal.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I know you can't really eat cheese.
I use this vegan cheese.
Okay. So that would work.
They actually, the same company makes vegan butter.
Okay.
That's insane.
Is that the vegan mozz that you guys sell? Nice.
Same company makes the vegan butter. I found that at Whole Foods. It's literally, it's insane. It tastes like regular. It tastes like movie popcorn.
Mmm.
Butter.
Sign me up.
I've been frying my eggs in it. Like, my vegetables. It's a little expensive. That's like $8. But you get like a nice block of it out of it. Like, it lasts me all week. So it's worth it for
that
me.
Sounds yummy.
I can have my butter. And it's all clean ingredients too. It's made of the same thing the cheese is made of, just in a different form.
Right.
It's cashews, coconut oil, a little bit of tapioca.
It's not bad.
The cheese is a couple grams of net carbs. The butter actually has none.
That's good.
It's just pure fat.
That's good.
I don't think it's actually even the same amount as the regular butter.
Okay.
You know, regular grass fed, of course.
For vegan people.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Sarah. Jalapenos inside of homemade cheese is so yummy.
Little poppers?
Yep.
Jalapeno poppers?
I've done that. Really, really good choice.
Could probably make really good jalapeno poppers with the no bread crumbs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some cream cheese.
Pop those in?
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
I used to get the frozen jalapeno poppers, like the unhealthy ones.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to put those in the oven. Oh, man. I used to eat. Oh, those are so good. You know what I used to eat, too? It's disgusting now that I think of it. Like, even then, I was kind of like, eh. Those Hungry Man TV dinners, the frozen ones.
I know what you're talking about.
It was like...
I mean, I've had them.
It was like it was like chicken, which
like
it probably
fried
wasn't.
Chicken and like some mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes with corn and like a brownie in there. And it heated up the whole thing.
And it was just
the
brownie like a, just like a plastic brownie.
Yeah. I used to like those Cosmo brownies.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, I used to eat like shit. I'm like thinking now with all the stuff that I used to eat, and I'm like, damn, like, all right, like, this is gross.
Yeah. I think like yesterday I was talking to my wife's cousin-in-law, and we were just like looking at the table, and I was like, this whole table right here is just like diabetes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is diabetes.
People don't realize.
I was like, there's like Ennemann's chocolate donuts, like, Ennemann's rainbow cookies, like a bag of Doritos, like some other chocolate stuff. And I'm like, this is why, like,
sugar and carbs.
I'm like, this is why, like, America's fat.
Yeah.
And, like, dying.
You want to know something funny, too? I was talking to someone today.
And I ate it all. I'm just letting you know that.
Oh, yeah.
I ate every last bit.
I had a barbecue even yesterday. I went into my friend's barbecue with the mentality of, fuck it. It's a barbecue. I haven't had a cheat day like that either. And I wound up staying good just because there was really nothing appealing enough to me to cheat or indulge. You know, there was like pasta salads and potato salads and then the desserts. But, you know, like we all know now, me personally, I don't have a sweet tooth. It just went away.
Yeah.
But, you know, like there was nothing really to appealing to me to like even.
That like you were like,
yeah,
you know,
that's
I
why
get,
I was
I
just
really,
like,
I really
you know
missed
what?
That. I'm going to
eat that. So I was just kind of like, I don't know, like. But, like, if there was some stuff there to like that was appealing to me, I 100% would have just indulged, which I'm probably going to do soon, too, because I haven't done it in a while.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life,
it's
too.
It's good, too. It's
keeps you sane.
Yeah, it does. And then you get back right away. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not like it's not going to screw you up.
So it's brought it was basically like a chocolate chip, like, cake type deal with like powdered sugar on it to a block party, and I had a little slice of it. Me and my wife had it. We were just like, we woke up yesterday, and I was just like, we were going out east, and I'm like, slicing a little piece of it like first thing in the morning, and I was like, this thing's fucking really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, had another slice. I was like, this tastes like a chocolate chip cake, and it was
really, that sounds
yeah,
good.
It was delicious. And I was like, this is setting me off. I'm like, that's it. I'm like, I'm done.
Let's see. I love homemade cream cheese jalapenos stuffed inside chicken breast wrapped in bacon. Who needs junk food?
Damn.
I know what I'm doing for dinner tonight. That sounds really good.
Damn.
What? All right. Taking it to another level. I like it.
Yeah. That's everything that I want in life right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bless you.
God damn it.
Bless you. Bless you.
You'll have to excuse my sniffles and sneezes, everybody.
Allergies.
Allergy season.
Allergy season. S-Z-N.
I've been taking, I don't like to take medicine. I'm very against it, but sometimes you have to. I've tried, I've exhausted every natural path to getting rid of my allergies as I possibly could. The only thing I haven't tried was the local honey because I don't want the sugar. So I'm like, So I've been taking, I tried Claritin, didn't work. I tried Allegra, didn't work. I tried Zyrtec, didn't work. I tried Flonase, which I'm still doing. I don't know if, I guess it's kind of working. The thing that's really working is Sudafed.
Sudafed's the best.
Yeah, so like, and it's nothing more than like my nose being a little congested.
Yeah.
It doesn't run, like, it's like my eyes don't really get super itchy. It's just my congestion.
Yeah, that's
so I was like, you know what?
The worst.
Let's try it.
That's the worst I got.
I was like, oh, cool, because I was concerned because I have anxiety.
Okay.
It's under control because of keto and my supplements that I take. But I heard that Sudafed is a high stimulant.
Yes.
They keep it behind the counter because apparently people make meth with it.
That's the only reason I know is because of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So but I found out that there are two types. There's phenylephrine, which is the lower grade one.
Yes.
And then there's pseudoephedrine,
which is
the
you
one.
Make the meth with.
Yeah, and that's the one apparently that can kind of make you feel like you're.
Yes,
like
don't
little...
go by making meth.
Yeah,
either.
Don't make meth.
Meth. Yeah.
Stay in school.
PSA.
Stay keto.
PSA. PSA. Don't make
meth. Meth is not keto.
That's bad for you.
So like, I was nervous. I was like, I don't know. I don't want it to make me feel like I'm on. Like people were like, yeah, I feel like I'm on drugs with that.
No,
a lot of people are like, I can't take it because I feel.
You feel wired.
I feel like.
You feel crazy. On
whacked
it.
Out. So I was like, shit, like, I don't want this to give me, like, a panic attack.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
But I asked, I'm friends with a pharmacist, and he actually was like, the phenylephrine one is the low-grade one.
Yep.
He said that's not going to – he said they don't even keep that on the behind the counter.
Yeah,
so
that you
can
usually get.
It works, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make me feel whacked out.
That's good.
The stronger one, that I might have to be careful with if I ever have to even use it, which I probably won't.
Yeah.
But I'm hopefully taking it short term until the season is in the summer, and then I should.
That's fair. It's almost over.
Yeah,
I think we're getting to that point where all this pollen and shit will be washed away.
Yeah, yeah, eventually.
One or two more rain days.
So you know what's funny? I was talking to a lady that I help with keto, and she was saying originally when I met with her, she was saying how she was doing keto. She wasn't doing it with help. She said she was probably doing it. She's very open-minded. She was like, I'm just probably doing it the wrong way.
Fair enough.
And I was like, it's very easy to. Everyone does it. I did it the wrong way when I first started. I did it the wrong way for almost a month before. I was like, shit. She was like, oh, I went to my doctor. Right away, I was like, okay. I went to my doctor, and he said... She saw two doctors. One was some sort of specialist, and one was a regular physician. And she said, oh, they told me my cholesterol was high. You know, they asked, oh, do you change anything with your diet? And she said, yeah, you know, I started doing this, like, keto concept. And she said that the doctor got mad, told her, you need to stop doing keto. Keto's a fad. Keto's not good for you. Keto's going to... cause all these things, and that's why she got spooked and stopped keto.
Okay.
So
it's a fair...
Of course.
Fair thing.
So I talked her down, and I was like, listen. I was like, first of all, cholesterol, we all know by now from talking about on the podcast, the high and low cholesterol is almost borderline a myth.
Yes.
You can... High cholesterol is... There's nothing wrong with high cholesterol. It's when high cholesterol meets... all the other issues, like high blood pressure and that. So there's really no, if you look at the research, there's not, I don't know if there, I'm sure there is a case or I'm going off of the science and medical research that I've seen. There was never really a case that someone got terribly ill or died from just high cholesterol.
No.
If you look at that, there's always, they'll have a number of other things plus high cholesterol. Not a healthy individual with just high cholesterol is not going to get sick and die.
No.
You know, like the people who get sick and ill from high cholesterol, take a look, and they're going to have a number of other things meeting high cholesterol. So then it's like not high cholesterol, it's the combination of everything that's going to cause the issue. So you can live perfectly healthy with high cholesterol.
Yes.
And even your bad cholesterol, it's not really as bad as they make it seem.
No.
Oh, and there's also a lot more that goes into it. It's not it's not a black and white. There's no just, okay, this is bad cholesterol, this is good cholesterol, this is high cholesterol, this is low cholesterol. There are gray areas to cholesterol, particle sizes and stuff like that, that doctors either don't check or don't tell you about.
Yes.
Because let's be real, in the doctor's defense, even though I'm kind of bashing them, which I really don't have shame in, but normally I don't bash people, not that I'm bashing, but in their defense, most patients don't know or give a shit about particle sizes and LDLs and HDLs, and most patients don't know about it. Most patients don't ask about it. So for the doctor to sit and take extra time to sit and explain it without having been asked, I wouldn't probably do it as a doctor either. Like now, if I were to become a doctor, I would go a little bit more elaborate. But, you know, as a doctor, in the, putting myself in their shoes, unless someone asks me, I'm not going to tell them about it. Because no. Not just to, like, hide it from them, but, like, if you
don't... There's a lot to go into.
I'm not going to sit there with you for an hour talking about HDL and LDL because, one, I'm going to lose you and waste my time. And it's just, you know, like, a lot of people just don't care about it.
No.
So in their defense, you know, that's why we tell you, ask the doctor. Question them. We love when people question us.
Ask questions.
When I'm talking to someone, a client or a customer or someone, I like when they challenge me and question me.
Absolutely.
Like, wait a minute. My doctor said coconut oil was no good for you. Why are you saying it's good for you? Most people would get defensive. And I like that because I'm like, you know what? I respect the fact that you... You know, have what it takes to actually step up and challenge me, question me, because you never know. I could be wrong. Your doctor could be right, and I could be wrong. And you know, you questioning me or Marty or whoever you're talking to, that's you know, a good thing for you to do because that could change everything. Now, if you start questioning your doctors, you're not disrespecting them. You know, just because they went to med school and have a degree doesn't mean that they know everything and they're always right.
No,
question them. Okay, doc, like that. Thank you, but. Which cholesterol is high, HDL or LDL? Can I see it? You know, like, do I have any other high numbers that
get
I have
your
to be
full
worried
test
about?
Done.
You know, do your whole thing because, like I said, if your other numbers are a little out of whack plus high cholesterol, then it could be an issue. But if you're perfectly healthy, I probably have high cholesterol, HDL and LDL. The amount of fat that I eat, I've never been healthier.
Yeah,
you know your body. If I was unhealthy, I'd be able to feel I was unhealthy.
Yes,
I feel. On top of the world, super healthy every day. So even if I haven't gotten it checked, I'm going to actually go soon. I'm doing a full blood work. Like
I just had all my stuff done like 2 months
that's
ago.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Everything
did.
Came back healthy. Like I actually have like really good HDL and really good LDL numbers. Like all of my numbers are really, really good.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I've been doing keto for like a year and a half now, and it's I'm 100% healthy.
Yeah.
I have no issues whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And people always kind of be like, oh, you're eating so much fat. You're going to get high cholesterol. Stop.
Yeah. I have people ask me, oh, you eat the yolk and the egg? Aren't you worried about your cholesterol? I try to tell people this. If saturated fat was as bad as like the American Heart Association and the FDA claim it is, people like me and Marty – and, you know, even the older people that usually have to worry about that stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, like we would not be here right now.
No.
The amount of fat that we eat every day for a long period of time, if it was that bad for you, we'd either be horribly overweight, horribly unhealthy. We would not be doing what we're doing every day.
No.
If that stuff was...
We wouldn't have this podcast.
Yeah. Our bodies are strong and they can handle a lot. But if saturated fat was that bad for you, everyone doing keto would be dropping dead after a couple of months to a year.
Yeah.
If it's that bad for you and you're really going in on it and having, like I do, 180 grams of fat a day.
Studies, too, that would be like all these people are eating so much fat.
It would be all over the internet.
No.
It would be all over the news. It would be all over the internet. But, like, I eat 180 grams of fat a day on average.
Yeah.
I've been doing that for almost 2 years. I'd be 6 feet under right now if it was that bad for you. Or I'd be so unhealthy. Overweight and unhealthy, I wouldn't be able to function.
Do you see Mike's Instagram pictures? He doesn't look unhealthy.
Yeah, like I feel good too. That's the biggest thing. Like,
yes.
I would not feel good. I would not be able to get out of bed. I wouldn't have energy to work out. I wouldn't have the mental clarity and brain function that I do. I didn't always have that. Like I barely passed high school because of the brain function that I had. And
yeah, I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that I didn't know the materials. Well, high school was different. I didn't give a shit what they were talking about. But you know, I had a hard time concentrating. I had a hard time retaining information. And you know,
the same exact way.
Granted, it wasn't like at that time I didn't really understand how I learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was sitting there trying to read a textbook with brain fog, and you know, I already don't learn by reading. That's why I don't read. Right. That's also why we do podcasts and we don't really write.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm not good at writing. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. I'm not going to try to write because, one, I don't like writing or reading. And I was never able to, you know, I could sit and read a book from cover to back, and I won't retain any of it.
Yeah,
I'll retain very few.
I'm with you on that, man.
But trying to do that with, like, brain fog and you're tired.
They don't mix well.
If you like reading, you want to read with mental clarity. You want to read with good, you know, good headspace. And believe it or not, keto, you know, a healthy lifestyle, paleo, keto, it can really do that.
Yes.
You know, like, it can really do more than just weight loss. So, and that's also, that plays back to snacking, too. You know, you have a good, healthy snack a little bit before you're about to do something like read a book. And, you know, you have a high-fat snack before you're about to read a book. And I bet you you're gonna be more alert for that read.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. Because, I mean, I usually, when I do read, which is usually first thing in the morning, like, before I leave, I'm like, my mental clarity is very good. And mm-hmm. I'm usually drinking, like, a bulletproof coffee at the same time. So, like, I'm able to, like, retain what I'm, like, actually reading and, you know, just ingesting in my mind.
Yeah. When I listen to the podcasts, and when I listen to these, like, I pay for YouTube every month instead of Spotify.
Right.
Because I like my motivational stuff. I listen to a lot of motivational podcasts. Not even podcasts, just videos in general. I listen to the podcasts as well. And, you know, I have my music too. But, you know, I have to – when I have my mental clarity sharp, I pay attention to everything in that podcast or on that video. And that's, you know, important because – a lot of this stuff, if it wasn't for these people speaking on the podcasts and the videos that I listen to every day and start my day with, you know, my mindset wouldn't be where it is today.
No.
So, you know, if I didn't have my mental clarity, I wouldn't be paying attention to any of that shit either.
Right.
You know, so it's like, that's, you know, goes a lot more in depth.
Yes.
Which you guys know we always like to touch on.
Let's see what else we got on here. You guys have any questions?
Yeah.
Now is your time to ask.
Open it up to Q&A?
Yeah, why not?
That's always the best way to learn anyway.
Yeah.
Get more specific.
Just shoot away, people.
Any questions you have? Any questions about snacking? It is one of the more controversial topics.
Yeah.
Especially with keto, like Marty said before. Especially with keto. So
there's
ask away, anything.
I think I just saw a post on Instagram. Mm. I think it was from Ketoholic.
Okay.
Shout out to you, by the way. And they made a really good point of just, like, there's no, like, we mentioned it before, like, there's no actual, like, rules for people to follow when they do keto. You know, it's...
Ketoholic NYC?
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow.
They made a really good post, if you're on it. I think... let me see if I could just, because they made a really, really, really good point when it came to how people do keto and the people that judge them, people that judge people on keto.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Well, there's a lot of judging in the keto.
Yeah. It's mind blowing how many people get like judged for what they eat. And I don't know why I don't say it. I don't know, but it was a really good post, and they were just saying how like they've seen too many people saying you should do it this way, you should do it that way.
Everyone has their opinion.
You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't eat that. You shouldn't eat this. And you got to find what works for you. And I'm pretty sure that was like the basis of the post that they put on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree with it more. Hands down, it was just like I've seen so many people just saying, "No, you shouldn't do that on keto. You should not you shouldn't like you shouldn't snack on keto. That's yeah. that's completely
and a little like,
it's against the rules of keto. Stop.
Yeah, the rules of keto.
Stop it.
Who made the rules of
yeah.
keto? There are no rules. No, like, and my strong opinion, I think that any real professional who knows about, if they're telling you you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do this, I really would be cautious on listening to them anyway, just for the simple fact that they're not in the right mindset themselves. You know, like, you'll never hear us say, don't do this, or you shouldn't do that, or that's not. Instead, you know, you should be listening to, you know, like if someone says like, oh, like try to have more of this or try to have more of this.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's going, no, 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 like pointing their finger, you don't do this and you shouldn't do that. They're more in a more negative mindset anyway. Because, you know, like me, like, if I'm telling someone to what they should and shouldn't do, in my opinion, I'm not going to be like, don't do this, or, you know, don't do this on keto, you shouldn't snack. I'm going to say, snack, but try these snacks instead. Try to snack strategically around your day if you're working out. Try to have, you know, these snacks, but in moderation. And, you know, like, that's, yes, I'm essentially saying, do this, don't do that, but it's not really the same thing because it's how I'm saying it.
Yes.
So like, and it's like, I'm not like pointing my finger telling them no, no, no. And I'm just pretty much saying, you know, try it this way instead. That's really, you know, a lot of times it's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. It makes a big difference. And a lot of people in the keto community, a lot of the self-proclaimed experts or the quote-unquote experts, wherever they get it from, they're, you know, telling people, you know, like Marty said, they're judging people and they're saying, do this, don't do that, that's not keto, you shouldn't do that. You know, they're, even if they do know what they're talking about, I would be cautious listening to them because there is so much misinformation out there.
Sorry, I wasn't Ketoholic.
I followed them anyway.
Oh, they're a good follow anyway.
Yeah.
But it was from No Bun Please.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
I follow them.
They posted a really good, so the post is, just so you guys, so I'm going to read it to you. It's kind of lengthy, but, so the post is Keto Dogma Ain't Cute. He goes, even though the dog is the name, it ain't cute. We've all been there, post to pick your meal that is not 100% perfection. And there's always that one person who inevitably has to interject and educate you about your food choices. When you post about how non-keto certain foods are, it makes you look miserable, and maybe you are. When you tell people they're not keto because they use things like low-carb wraps to transition from a carb-loaded standard American diet, it's discouraging and, again, makes you look miserable. Let's get one thing straight. Foods are not inherently keto or non-keto, regardless of the food. If your daily carb intake is below 20 to 30 grams, you're going to enter metabolic state of ketosis. Is it optimal to get your carbs from fried chicken? No, but if fried chicken keeps you from binging and within your carb limit, eat the damn chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Your keto is not everyone else's keto.
Exactly.
Period. And to be honest, I find it selfish, elitist, and classist to assume that everyone eats the same exact way you do. That's not to say that we shouldn't strive for higher quality foods. In an ideal world, everything would be sugar-free and made from humanly raised sources, but we're not there. So whether you're following a more lax keto approach and discovering and recovering from binge eating disorder, or a hardcore keto carnivore, and have perfected a grass-fed and organic way of eating, really there's so many different ways and reasons people do keto. It's important that we remain open and respectful to each other. Use your powers for good, don't judge, and answer people's questions when they ask you.
Love it.
It's a community, not a dictatorship.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I love that. That's awesome.
That's the one thing that bothers me so much. And I'll get into that rant in another podcast. I'm sure we've ranted about it before, but it's just, we can harp on it for so long. You have to do what works for you guys.
You do,
and,
you really do.
And for me and Mike, we think snacking is an extremely important thing when it comes to doing any type of lifestyle diet that you're doing.
100%.
And I think it will keep you sane.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll keep you on track of what you're doing, especially if you're doing keto.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the beginning of it, because you're going to drive yourself insane saying, oh, I won't eat this. I can't eat that. I can't eat this. I can't eat that. And doing that is going to make you want to not do keto anymore. And if your goal is to continue living that lifestyle, then you need to get out of that mindset of saying that you can't eat this and eat that, because there are certain things that you can eat and certain things that you can't eat.
Yeah.
And then things that you're saying that you can't eat, maybe you can eat. So, I mean, be smart about what you snack on.
Yeah. Just be mindful.
Be mindful of what you snack on.
Yeah.
And how much you snack on. Because we mentioned it before, you can eat, you can continue eating that box of Cheez-Its and have 5 or 10. But if you eat that whole box, it's not very good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're big proponents of snacking on keto. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say that's a no-no. And are we right? Are they right?
And that goes back to the post Marty just read. It might be a no-no for them.
Right.
They might not like snacking. Just because they don't like snacking and they feel snacking is bad doesn't mean it's bad for you and you shouldn't do it.
Yes.
No. Even us, if you don't like snacking and you don't think it's good, even regardless of what we say, then stick to what you think.
Yeah.
No, if you like take our,
set you off.
Yeah, then take our education that we're giving you and kind of like maybe snack like once a day. Like, you know, like play with it. Make it specific to you and your lifestyle. Just because I snack all day doesn't mean it's right for you. You know, or vice versa. You know, so you know, like make sure it's right for what you're doing. Like Marty said, like, you know, take it and run with it to how your lifestyle is set up.
Yes. So if you guys have any questions, because are we at an hour already?
Just about.
Yeah, so we're just about an hour. So why don't you guys shoot some Q&A right now. And while you're at it, give us a like and love, River.
Yeah, hit that like and love.
For everyone that's on right now.
Hit that share button. Share it out. It means a lot. Go on to the other iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube. Rate us. Review us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's huge for us. So please, please, please subscribe, hit the 5 stars.
5 stars is very important.
Yes, super, super important. The more people that get to hear us and get educated, the better we can continue for you guys.
Yes.
The more videos we can continue doing, the better our videos can become. You know, and if you guys have too, like if you guys have topic suggestions,
yes,
shoot Marty or myself a message. You know, like,
there's tell something us, you're like, dying hey, to yeah. hear, like, want to be educated on.
We'll make an episode on it.
We'll do a whole thing on it.
We'll do an episode on your topic. Because I bet you, you're not the only one thinking that. And we can make it, you know, whatever your topic is, we can make an entire episode out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're super open to, inbox us, private message us, whatever. You know, give us some topic ideas. Because we do these videos for you.
Right.
So we really want to hear what. We want to talk about what you want to learn about.
It's important.
Very important.
So, and remember, we're also in an age where the internet is at our fingertips.
Yeah.
So if you guys are struggling one day and you're like, shit, I just saw this in the store, or you're at the store and you're like, shit, can I eat this? Open up your phone and Google it and be like, hey, is this, you know, granted, you're probably going to get like 10 posts and 50% of them are going to say yes and 50% of them are going to say no, but use your better judgment.
Yeah.
You know, like, are the people saying no because they're just against eating that food and it's something that like has set them off before, or is it because it's actually not good?
Yeah.
And are the people saying yes because it's worked for them in the past? Like, I've eaten plenty of things that I'm sure Mike has eaten and it's been fine for me and it's not been good for him.
Yeah.
So, and it goes vice versa for everybody. So, if you're Google is like your number one best friend for everything. Just be smart about the sources that you find your information from. And your number one source should be Mondays with Mike and Marty.
Yeah. Message us.
Yeah.
Send us a picture. Hey, I found this in the supermarket. Is this good or not?
Yeah.
We'll answer you. Carrie, how about surviving keto when you don't like vegetables? I mean, it's definitely possible, Carrie, but I mean, are there vegetables? I mean, there's got to be like one or two maybe. Do you just dislike vegetables altogether? Or are there some that you like, or maybe some that you'll tolerate if you could cook them the right way maybe? You know, so that we could probably help you a little bit better. Are there vegetables? Are there one or two that you do like? Because most of the time you can do a lot with those one or two.
Yeah.
And if there are not, then use the alternatives, like the better than rice if you like rice, better than pasta if you like pasta, you know, low-carb breads, low-carb pastas, you know, things like that. You can mix that into your meal, and then if you really, you know, if you – I would suggest if you don't like vegetables, I would suggest investing in some type of vegetable greens powder. You know, yeah, make a smoothie of it. You know, even if you don't like it and it's not – doesn't taste delicious – which it's not going to because it's a greens powder, let's be real. But there are a lot of nutrients in vegetables, and people who don't eat vegetables can become deficient and deprived in a lot of those nutrients. So, you know, like even vegetables, but, you know, the green, you know, you have to, you really should get some sort of, you know, vegetables in. You know, sometimes I'll have a greens powder too. I'll make it into a smoothie and I'll just drink it. But I do suggest doing something like that. But, you know, if there are, like, one or two vegetables that you do like or can at least tolerate, you know, like, we can kind of help you. Like, maybe one of us will message you and give you some recipes about those two. You know, those few vegetables that you do like or aren't, like, you know, you don't hate, you know, we can probably get some recipes going that will get you to at least like them. Like, cauliflower rice, I don't like it by itself. I have to cook it the right way.
You gotta make it something else.
Yeah, I have to like 100%. It. Some people love it by itself. I need to make it with something else. I need to make it into a meal. So
I agree.
You know, maybe if you want to message us, you know, we'll try to figure out what vegetables you can tolerate or you do enjoy, even somewhat. You know, we can kind of get you to cook it the right way to where you can enjoy it and you can have it every day.
I made on Saturday we had our block party and I was like. It's like, I need to make, like, a potato salad. I don't want to make potato salad. I want to make cauliflower potato salad.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's see how this turns out because I never made it before. And it was just, steamed cauliflower, like, diced up really tiny, some mayo, sour cream, and I think it was just mayo, sour cream, and mustard. And I chopped up some bacon and some... like chives and green onions, and I made a little bowl of it, and I was like, no one's gonna eat this. I was cooking, and like I came inside, and like all of it was almost gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
And then one of our guests was like, my husband told me that this is cauliflower salad. I'm like, yeah. They're like, I would have not known that it was cauliflower at all, and she's like, I hate cauliflower.
Yep.
But it was. Really delicious.
There you go.
I'm like,
easy.
I'm like, awesome. I'm like, I appreciate that, you know? So it was just.
I might actually make that. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it came out awesome.
I'm actually going to try that.
It's really, really good. All right.
Was
that a question?
No.
Facebook closed?
Yeah, anytime, Kerry. You got it. Makes it a lot easier to have people get you back.
Yeah. All right, then.
Cool.
On that note, hopefully this will be up tomorrow for your commutes in, and you can listen to it if you missed us live on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening to this on iTunes, we greatly appreciate it. And if you're watching this on YouTube later, make sure you hit that little blue subscribe button.
Subscribe, subscribe.
And if you don't know how to get to our YouTube page, on Mondays and Mike Facebook page, there's a button that says Watch Videos. Click on that. It takes us to our YouTube page. And then there's a little blue button that says subscribe. So do that. And also do it on iTunes because that's huge too.
Yeah.
That way you get, like, when you open up your iTunes app and the podcast gets uploaded,
yes.
It'll show right away for you and it'll be like, hey, guess what? New episode. Hit play and listen. And then comment and review 5 stars.
Yeah.
Because all that is really, really appreciated.
Yeah, definitely appreciated. It means a lot.
All right. Well,
awesome.
Episode 13 of Mondays with Mike and Marty. In the books.
We'll be back next week for episode 14.
Yes, sir.
Another new topic.
Have a happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone.
Enjoy it.
Thank you to everyone, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
For all our service members. And love you guys. Bye.
See you later.